She lowered her lashes, flustered. Tall and chiseled, his build screamed strength and power. His forbidding jawline and full lips were pure artistic refinement. She'd never seen a more gorgeous man. His lips curved into a devastating smile, revealing white, even teeth. Ever so slowly, the smile changed to a frown. She hadn't uttered another word since their greetings. She licked her lips, her body responding to his virility. Focus, Kendall. Focusing would be the only way to get herself in the right man's bed. Even before he'd snatched Caroline, Spoon hadn't touched her in weeks. She shoved aside her humiliation at his reasons. Although he didn't want her, he'd sent her to another man rather than touch her himself, as she'd offered in exchange for her little sister. The man he'd sent her to knocked her flat on her ass because he'd been furious that someone would send another woman to him knowing he had a wife. Kendall wished for such loyalty. The big biker straightened, his movements and withdrawal catching her attention. If he no longer wanted her, she'd be free to find the president again and complete the job she'd been sent to do. She didn't want the other man, though. From the moment the blonde biker jerked her to her feet and placed his body in front of hers, Kendall had felt something she hadn't in a very long time. Protected. For a few brief minutes, her mind had been blank of her ruined world and her ravaged sister. When he'd directed her to his room, she'd obeyed without thought, fatigue consuming her. Heavy makeup covered the dark rings around her eyes, proof she hadn't slept in days. So instead of attempting to find the president's bedroom when she had the chance, she'd come in here and fallen asleep. After weeks, months of turmoil, she'd walked into this stranger's room, laid on his bed, and found comfort. Certifiable. Selfish. Bad. Kendall grimaced at Spoon's labels. A man was out there, waiting to get photos of her and the Dweller's president in bed together. Her little sister Caroline was being held and used until Kendall delivered what had been asked of her. Going to the police was out of the question, if she wanted Caroline to survive. And yet, desire was pooling in her belly and tightening her core for a stranger. The wrong stranger. That stranger roamed around, his movements a coordination of agility and strength. He pulled out the drawers in the chest, eyed the inside, before rubbing his fingertips against every inch of the wood, then repeated the process at his desk and the headboard of his bed. Ignoring their close proximity, he went through the bewildering process all over again. Unable to stop herself, she followed the path of his hand, imagining his fingertips skimming over her body. His heat surrounded her, the different smells emanating from him, zinging to her head. Alcohol, marijuana, a hint of spicy cologne, sweat, and him. She chewed on her bottom lip as, with arms wide open, began to play. And he stilled, frowning and backing away from the bed. Though he looked in her direction, Kendall doubted he actually saw her. He scrubbed a big hand over his face at certain lines and sighed with heartfelt emotion. Towards the end of the song, his nostrils flared, the bleakness in his eyes calling to her. "Are you all right?" He narrowed his eyes. "Who the fuck sent you?"